which is it's fundamentally the ayin dalet amud aleph. Okay, let's review the opinion of Rabbeinu Chananel, which is articulated on ayin dalet amud beis, that the only time it's mutar to do borer if you have three for three, ochel mitzvah psoles, and it's biyad, and it's lialta. What's the lumdus of Rabbeinu Chananel? The Mefarshim explained, and it's a phrase that's found in the Rishonim say it. It's considered to be derech achila. Derech achila. That's an important phrase, derech achila. But it teaches us what the nature of the heter is. It's a positive matir called derech achila. In other words, everything is aser until proven mutter. It's always called borer, and the only way it's not going to be considered borer if we can characterize it as derech achila. In order to do that, we need all three. All three. Ochel mitoch yad, mitoch psoles, has to be biyad, and has to be lialta, which are the last three terutzim that the Gemara has. Rav Yosef, Rav Menuna, and Abaye. As a matter of fact, terutzim, we have, I feel bad, yes, we didn't even open this. So much hard work was put in. We didn't even open it, now we'll open it for the first time. Okay, let's see if we've shown it. I think this is the pseudo run. Am I correct from last time? Am I correct? It's not the real run? We want the fake run. That's what we want. He says it more explicitly. The real run in the back has it in a half a word. I just want to show you a couple of things here. Rabba Omar Boro Veochel Polos Mikashir. Below Garcina Ella Omar Rabba. Now the word Ella is found in a few places, right? Ella Rav Yosef, right? You with me? Right. He says over here, he doesn't have the girsa of Ella. Lola fruki kusha de rabchista osi, do vare pochas mitashir levasha al osir. Ukdak shine rabbi osi. Elo shmiel ele rabba kusha de rabchista, the fruki brice osi. He's trying to explain pshat. Let me show what I'm really looking for. Give me for a minute, not finding what I'm looking for here. Is there a Benunas Modal Abaye? But somewhere in here. I apologize, I'm not finding what I set out to find. But he does say somewhere that the first two opinions are rejected. Halacha l'maaseh said they're rejected, seem to be rejected almost completely, or seems almost completely. Because the Gemara has questions. Let's look at the Gemara again. Maskif, b'chi mutter. I mentioned to you last time. B'chi, is it possibly mutter? Are you kidding? Again, b'chi mutter. B'chi mutter. Like Afia Bishop, but the last three doesn't say Bechimutter. The Gemara asks, Midi Knob Tam Pikatoni. So the din is right, just that it's not found in the Brisa. And the same later on, Midi Ogos Dom Psalos Katoni. Right? So therefore, the first two questions start with the word Bechit, that's not true. The last one, the last two don't say that. So therefore, all three, they would stand. But the first two, of course, are rejected completely, right? Well, not everyone agrees with that. You would think that the first are completely rejected, totally and totally rejected. Well, not necessarily. Watch this. So the Rif says, "Ukulu azlina nechumra." Right? We the psak halacha. You need all three together. What do you need? Ocha betok psoles, alter biyat. You need all three. The same is true of soul, of Ochel and Psoles, and the same exact thing is true Shnei mina ochlem amuravin zeh bezeh. By the way, the key word, the most important word of all in this whole sugya is muravin. There's only bor if there were muravin, if there was a mixture of it. And we have to define that mixture very carefully. So they're not mixed up. You cannot be separating them. Cannot be selecting them. Okay, fine. Now it says as follows. Watch this. Upirish liyal that we spoke about a little bit already yesterday. What does it mean? Calls matcha omid ve'osa suda bilvad. Quotes Yerushalm. And the look at this now. It's an incredible thing. The yesh mefarshim. The hanimili b'dvarim shadarko levora laotzer. They call the manach lehu mirzi keman the manach lehu liotzer. Remember the word otzer? A very important word. Abayi threw in the word otzer. Nase kevora laotzer v'chayav chakas. So Abayi is saying, when he has his Lealter story, he's saying Lebo Bayom is not an independent obligation, culpability of Lebo Bayom. In Bira, Lebo Bayom, Nase Kibora Leotzer. What do you mean, Nase? What does Nase mean? Who wants to give me a translation? Translate the word Nase. It's like. The word like is the most important word in America. Some people talk to it. Today's like Wednesday, and like Shear, like. What do you mean, like? Nase? What do you mean by like? We'll see you soon. Look what he says over here. Watch this, it's incredible. He says, if it's Dvarim Shadark and Lebor on the altar, they're called the Manachlu Mirzi. What's Mirzi mean? It appears, right? Kiman the Manachlu the altar. Well, the Fichach. Therefore, to avoid any semblance that it's for an altar, it's for a storehouse, Sorich Laochla on the altar. You have to eat it immediately. Avol Dvarim the Labur Chayel Anchinu the altar. Something which is not normally planted to a storehouse. Afilu lebo bayom shari. Boo! Boo! This is unbelievable. Against every Rishon I ever saw. We assume that the first opinion, what was the first opinion? That of Ula. What did Ula say? Lebo bayom is okay. Lemachar is not okay. In fact, the Gemara, you're allowed to cook and bake the bo bayom? So we think it's rejected. It's can't press the cancel button. It's into oblivion. La Lachal Maisa says no. The Yesh Mefarshim say that Ula is fundamentally correct. He's fundamentally correct. Borer is in order to make it for an otzer, and whatever's done for that day, even if it's from Friday night to Shabbos for Shalosh Shudas, that's not an otzer. Should be permissible. Only reason it's not is Nase to borrow the otzer. Now, according to the Yesh Mefarshim, Nase may mean it has a semblance, an appearance, a merzi. But if it's an item which no one ever puts into a storehouse, it doesn't have that appearance. It's going to be mutter. It's going to be mutter. Can you imagine that? Even for an hour later, if it's 20 hours later. Not for tomorrow. Because tomorrow, but it's by definition an otzer. Once you go pay a Shabbos. It's a chiddush nifla v'nara. I'm only, no, chalila the pasuk this way. I'm just showing to demonstrate to you, even the first opinion, which we think was completely rejected, not, according to the Yesh Mefarshim, it qualifies in certain limited cases, and therefore he says, Dolek Alamecha Shlemidi, Ulefichah, bottom line, Mishabora Garine Rimone Metokli Pasen, I feel the Boba Yom Shuri, Pilei Ploim. You're pulling out parts of a pomegranate, whatever, it's not meant to be stored, but the details don't matter right now. He's using, even the first terrorist may exist. That's the first step. What about the second teretz? Pachas mikashir. Ah, pachas mikashir. That's ridiculous. Chatzi shosam on the Torah. Forget about that. Forget about that. That's totally rejected, right?
It's only because of the accepted answer, though.
I'm sorry?
Mishit only exists because of the line of Nisa. It's only because of the addition in the
Abai. Of course I understand it. I'm saying, but in principle, what we said before, it has some validity. Even, you know, in this shir, we don't spend so much time on Havamidis. In some shir days, but the Havamidis, the whole shir, the Havamidis. Which are a little more practical bent. So we don't spend that much time on Havamina. But once in a while, the Havamina can come back, not to haunt you, to help you. Yesh Mefarshim, when we thought it was completely rejected, can come back. Now, you'll say, but the first opinion, the second opinion about Pachas Mikashir, forget about that. That's for sure out of the question. Not so simple. Not so simple. Watch this now. This is on your Mar Makoma sheet, which you saw already. Probably didn't get to it yet. That's okay. We'll get to it one day. The Ramban on our daf. Watch this. Oh. Pirish. Lisvara kasava rabba she'ein levara pachas mikashir. Chiyuv ka'ofa pachas mikashir. Why not? Remember, what was Ula thinking? We figured out what Ula's thinking. Ula's fundamentally right according to the Eshmer Farshim. That within one day it's not ka'otzer. And bor is only ka'otzer. But what was rabba thinking? What was are the right names? What was Rav Chisda thinking? Excuse me. What was Rav Chisda thinking? Less than she has said the Raisa. Even if the Rabbanan, look what he says. Pshat. She'ein derech breira b'kach. Some malachas, Rav Osai, have a particular p'tur. This is not the pshat kalachayad. No. It's ein derech breira b'kach. By definition, breira, and go back to the old Otzer paradigm, has to have a certain quantity. In certain instances, Rav Osai, the quantity determines the quality. If you bake a little cookie, which is less than kagrogus, cook a little, some potatoes, less than kagrogus, the same cookie, it's the same bake, just a smaller. When it comes to borer, since the storehouse is a fundamental ingredient of our definition of the malacha, such as a small amount, you can argue it's lacking in the very action of borer. Not just a quantitative lack. It's a qualitative lack. Can't call this borer. It's not doing a storehouse, Rav Osai. Everyone follow me? So you'll say, okay, but we don't pass this way. Watch this now. Ella. Ke'ochel, look at every word now. Very important question. Ke'ochel, u'matza psoles v'chaticha shehu ochel. Watch this now. U'mafrish psoles v'toch ochel hu shemuta. Woo. What? He's on Halacha Lamaisa now, the Ramban. Based on the Chatzi Shir, which we don't pass in light, he's saying that Rav Chisda erroneously, from a Halacha perspective, equated Chatzi Shir with this. This is really his mutter. What's his case? Let's read every word again. Ochel, I want you to translate for me. Ochel, umotza psoles v'chaticha shu ochel, umarfish psoles v'toch ochel hu, shemutter. We learn psalms of Ochel us. The Ramban holds, it's even chayiv psalms of Ochel, even the altar. This is Rabosai, even better than the altar. This is what? One more, third time. Ochel umatzah psalms bechaticha shu Ochel, umarfish psalms of Ochel shemut. Who wants to tell me what's the case? What's the case? I need to tell what the case. I got to get the three pshatim, at least three, that are given, and what these words mean. All right, look at the words again. Just sort of point my mouse on them. Watch the three. Count the words. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. What are those 10 words mean? It's my three. It's only 10 words. Sarah's a difference. 10 is a magic number. What do these 10 words mean? Yeah.
You're eating a piece of bread or something and you're buying some solace.
Very good. I want to know. I need to know. Where is the bread? I'll give you three choices. I'll give away the three choices already. I'll have a vote. What do you say?
In your hand.
In your hand is one vote. In your mouth is the second vote.
In your mouth.
Where?
For later.
On your plate, the third vote.
Oh.
The three votes. All three are suggested by Gedolei Olam Mamash. And this is critical. Because, for example, I'll give an example. One of the most common examples of borer problems is watermelon. Now, who likes watermelon? Who likes to eat the pits of the watermelon? Nobody. How do you get rid of them? It's a big problem, right? If you look at Shulchan Aruch, you need ocha b'toch psoles, miyad, and the altar. Hey, ocha b'toch psoles, you're going to pull the watermelon away from the pit? Not shayach. So there are those who suggest that based on this Ramban, it's mutter. The question is, what exactly, what was he matter over here? What was he matter? So we have three different suggestions from three gedolim of this shir. Correspond to three gedolim, real gedolim, forgive me, real gedolim. What's the strictest perspective? The strictest perspective is what? When you find it where? In your mouth. Just what you said? Who said that? You're mechavet to none other than, believe it or not, the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish says, can't bring any rice from here, it's in your mouth. Okay? Since I asked everyone to bring a Mishnah Berurah today, let's open the Mishnah Berurah. We haven't done it yet this month. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah talks about this Ramban too. I'm showing you how things which are seem to be, you know, cast away opinions that we don't pass, like even the first two, can have relevance. I show you Yesh Mefarshim in the so-called Ran, and I'm going to show you a Ramban as it's quoted by the no less than the Bialacha Mishnah Berurah. He actually quotes the Ramban and interprets it against the Chazon Ish. We shall see. Take a look. He quotes the machlokas between two gedolim. Who are they? Let's take a look together. Habore Psoas is on page 280. It's Shin Yud Tes Sif Dalit. The first five sifim, Rabosai, are word for word from the Rambam. I'm going to give you a question for tomorrow, Shir. I want you to come up with it. In what way does my Rambam Bet Yosef differ from the Rambam? I'm telling you, it's a verbatim quote. Every word is from the Rambam. And you have to ask you a question. How does it differ? It's a time to the Satsang, I'm telling you. How do you know?
No, I'm just guessing.
You're right. Pillay ploy. There's another godel in the shir. The Mechavim, for a reason unknown to me, switched the order around. I thought I was the first one to be aware of that question in history. Now I say, hey, so you have someone who didn't
begin. No, I'm just kidding.
Begin his luck. He guessed it. I think the order has changed. I want you to look carefully. The Rambam, those who don't have the Rambam, you can find the Rambam. I put it on the Rambam Komus, just so you should see that the order is different. The Ein Mishpat HaMolech, those have those orders in the back. Got a Rambam. Maybe I'm making a mistake. I think that Aleph through Hay is from the Rambam to Alochas, Ches, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel. But I think it's a change of the order, which intrigues me. And if you come up with an answer by tomorrow, I'll quote you. We'll call you a Godel. It's a good answer. Let's take a look together. Havorim, so let's read together. Please look and start with me. Zelashon the Rambam. That's everything. The Mechab is straight from the Rambam. First 25 Sifim, and from two Lachs Rambam. Behind him, I feel the altar. Even the altar, Psoas of Ochel is Chayim. Dile Achazman, I feel Ochel with Psoas is Chayim, as the Rambam said. Chini, Sibu Beis Yosef. Yesh, Nistapeg. Oh, Im Shem Bore Munach Davka, Kshebore Mikodem. Look at the words are critical. What is who wants to translate the word Mikodem? No, what's Mikodem? What does Mikodem mean? Earlier. Umeichin lechel the altar. So the altar, we said, is while he's eating, okay? So he started eating at 12 o'clock. So at 12:05, he's separating solos of the ochel, and he'll eat it at 12:30 with dessert. So that's called the altar, but solos of ochel, is that what's also? Watch this now. She'ochez biyado. Who said that pshat? Oh. V'chavim. Ochez biyado. It's in your hand. V'rot se'lechol mot se'apsolos u'mashlicho. Lo shayer borer av she'ose dover ze'ek kodem achilo. V'ze'o derech machol. Odim aloshna. Not serenity. It's in your hand. V'tzorech la'ashlicho. Achar sheyochal dafka, you spit it out. Sorry, your mother may not like that. That's what they're saying over here. O sheyashlich min haochal ima. That's we'll get that later on. He's suggesting here a chiddush nifla in Mishnah Berurah. You take some of the watermelon out with the pit. That's going to be permissible. We don't know where that comes from. And others disagree with it. Fine. He found a Birka Yosef who quotes, "It's an old fight." Maria Bolafia, Marit Sahalon. Marie Maker, Marie Tatsos. Ubitamze, the Marie Tats. O Selahashtir Zazvuv Minakos. You want to drink a couple of wine or water, and there's a fly in there. Mamish, a second before. It's in your hand already. You're ready to drink it. No, you can't get rid of the fly. Elim ken yishpoch gam ken sas mashke ima. You have to spill some of the wine out with it. V'huva bebar heitev. This is found in the bar heitev. I think I asked you to see the bar heitev. Bar heitev is found in Sifkot. Let's take a look. Towards one page back. It's Sifkot and Beis in bar heitev. Haria Bolaf tells you where to find it. In Maritat Simin Reishon and Gimel Kosa. In the Rirashi Nira Dafilo the Alta Dafka Kshaboro the Atzmo. No. Different words. Old Kosa, Rabbi Bolaf. Rambam says, Psoas with the Rogel Nami Mutal the Alta. Means the Supal the Alta. Who confused that? Kosa de la Hosra at Sira, a wasp. Minakos from the cup. Mutal Asir Kshul the Alta. It doesn't mean the Alta. It means Mamish, while it's in your hand already. Maritats dochad varo. Daskal aposkin the psalm of the rochel osa fil the altar. Vanot the psalm of the rochel olam chaya fil the other the altar. What about the tzira from the cup? Maritats hiter the tzira minakos for Shabbos mitamacher. Different reason. What's that? The A brera bulach. It's a poem. The Gabba says that Tzira Yishalach. Unbelievable, they write poetry. Poetry. Lo Shayach Breira, this is our new word. Elamash et Tzorach lefashpesh velivror. Avodavash et Tzof lemala kvar boru. Havlekemashchil binisa mechalova. The Ains of Boru. Who knows what that phrase means? Correct. You know the more brachas, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or at least it's the shika.
Yeah.
It's like, here comes it so smooth for milk. That's not considered to be bora. Why? Because that makes you see it. He's like a chiddush naira over here. That the word borer, by definition, is someone who has to work hard to distinguish, to separate one from the other. A tarovis, which requires, as he puts it, the fashpesh. Some more brachas. Yeah. Same, almost the same daf. Your fashpesh b'masav. Your mashmesh. The seals of Shalom goes out. Your mashmesh and your fashpesh. You have to really look carefully to see what you're doing wrong. So you have peas and carrots. Again, that always as an example. Raisins and almonds. You got to look carefully because it's all mixed in together. You got to pick one out of the other one. Or they had pebbles in the wheat in the pile of grain this side. The pebbles requires a pishpush, a mishmush. Got to look carefully to see what's going on over there. That's borer. But if you have a hair and milk, he says it's not borer, it's right there, it's right in front of you. Look, pull the hair out. So if you have a fly in the soup, proverbial fly in the soup, or the cup, that the Sarah Mashkin was exonerated, because the fly just flew in that second to the cup, right? It's a cup of wine, it wasn't killed for that reason, as opposed to the baker who should have looked more carefully because he could have done borer. It was with a pebble in his flour. And then what happened? That's a mummy borer. He didn't do a good borer. Whatever. Okay. So that's what he says. A chiddush naira. Is that the Maritat said? Let's take a look at Maritats. Marit Salon tells you the similar number. Reish Nun Gimel. On both sides? So we have Barilah. So we're able to see what no one saw before. I'm telling you that people, almost nobody ever looked in the original source of the Maritat. Almost nobody. Because if you read what they say, they only take it from secondary sources. Bar Heitev, Bar Yosef, not from the original. Maritat. I assume it's the Shonos. Take a look. Wow. Something is not right. Did you want to say Reish Gimel? Your new version.
Reish Gimel.
Reish Gimel. Is there anything a little typo mistakes? Thank you. Use Numa Shabru as a boss. It's very important. It helps you out. Oh! Masa B'Damesek! We're going to talk about Damascus now, right? Our good friend Assad, he's killing people. Rav Yaakov Abulafya Neru. Samach Libi Vayogol Kvodi. The Pasuk. Vabiti as Kolososav Osos Harusos Vosos Mofsim. Hem Mekirchiv Vichuvasa Haramosa as a Kol Osa Yapa Vito. They got all these Svarav, these puns. The Pasuk Vito with a top, they write with a test, with a ten. Matov Ozamarti in a Bossi Vigila Sefer, Ene Helki, Beholki, Malki, Shapra, Ki Super. Zechelas, right? All poems so far. Okay. Borup so the Ochel Chayim, I feel the Alta. Alright, we know that. We know that. He goes to the various. Look at the post. Trey Kamaisa Dochi Rama Maskifla, Vichimutur. Right? Vichimutur. But the next ones, they change a different Lashon. Me the Knon the Tavri Katani, me the Ochel so so Katani. The cave of the Itchu, Belishna, the Itchu, Hanukamaisa, Mashma. Lo itchu v'hilchasa da'adin din emes held lo katoni echa b'braisa. This is not just the Maritat. We showed him say it. The Ritva said it. There are many say it. It's only Mar Makomas. V'chi da'i kalishna di gemara. Midi psalto ochol katoni kaloma af apisha din kach aloshin in gemara came. Om le'el, but there's a typo here. I even brought a typo. What's missing? Betray, who kimti kamaisa, dochi biker adin, shen okay, bechimutter, didn't okay, nimsa, poskirov we should poskin, afgav the itchala, hachu kimti the psalm of ocha, lo itchala be hilkosal be perusha, the brisa, avaladin the nevis, chentinsa shaposka, poskin, who kimti rayos, with no batam, chipotter, awesome, avakorcha, poskar rambam, therefore abosai, bad news. Have you accepted only Abaye and reject everybody else? The Alta could be mutter under all conditions. The Alta could be Bekli, it could be Psalm Tavora. No. The first two are accepted. Okay? It goes on and on. I can't read the whole Tshuva. Who knows how long it's going to go. This is very long. Okay, anyways, Solim the Ochel Osir Aliv the Chuli Alma. Okay? Maybe Osir Afili Bishas Achila. Not just within the Alta, within the mealtime. Even actually, while right now he's eating it. Uvemis Divi Arosh Sal Matinke. What's that? Shekosa. Dafka Borer U Mishamer Kodem Achila. Avoze Sheborer U Menecha Yitushin Lo. Harek Shikosa. Shabora Kodem Achila Osir. Vasora Satsira Kodem Shtiavi. Hochimamish. Loshori Elohecha. Dishtia Ubreira Boyin Kiechon. Behainim Hayashosa Bekos. Umeinia Chatsira. Guys, I don't recommend you do this, but that's what he's recommended to you. Take the cup with the fly, with the bee, and go like this. When you get to the floor, you just close your mouth. That you're allowed to do. That's the din of Shulchan Aruch. That's Rosh, the Tshuva of Rosh. Open the Shulchan Aruch in the Sif Tei Zayin. That's a quotation of Tshuva of Rosh. Mayim, look inside. It's this side, the Rosh for Tshuva. Mayim Shiesh Bem Toloim Mutu Lishtosim Ayidei Mapa B'Shabbos Lo Shayach Boru Misham Ele B'Takana Inin Kodem Achila O Shtiyah. Aber in Bishas Shtir, Ma'akev es Apsola Shli Yikon es Tov Piv, Ein Zeh Me'ein Melach Umut. Your mouth doesn't let the bugs in. That's not called Borer at all. Says a Heliger, Maritat. But anything before that, could be 10 seconds before that is Asur. It's Mamash. You follow me? You're drinking like this, and your mouth keeps it out. That's not called Borer. But if it's 10 seconds earlier, it's going to call it Borer on both sides. A raya l'chumra based upon the rush. Truth is, we look at the bir halacha where we came from in Siman Shin Yutes Siv Dalin. He quotes this right on his own. He didn't have the maritats. He didn't have it. He only had a Birkei Yosef citation. He's mechaber on his own. Take a look. Omnam, at the last few lines of that same halacha we saw before. Omnam, Dibei Rosh B'Tshuva, according to Zayin, like the Maritat. He's mechaber. Lohitir Shem B'Mayim, Shishim Toloyim, Nusan Atopim, Ayde Mapo, Ayde Mitan Demashem Makim, Bishas Abshtiyas Absolas, Shri Kones Topim, Ein Zemein Amalacha Mutter, Rotsa Loma, Lo Shayim Shem Brera, B'Mashem Makim, Ayde Pim, Umid Lok Oma Stam, the Bishas Shtiya Gufa, Ein Shayach Borer, Elevat, it's really Kamari Tats, Lo Shno, look at that. You hear what's going on? He is mechaber to the Maritats. He didn't have it. He's mechaber to the Maritats. Amazing. But both say maybe somebody in this room can figure out a way to refute that riot. I'm just wondering if it's here, because he doesn't respond. They quote from it that the Maria Balafia responded to what the Maritats said. And he gave a tchia, which we'll see later, others gave as well. I don't know where to find it, my brother said, I'm so sorry, so long and sugar. It's forever. Shanus. In other words, apparently, oh wait, this is the board. He wrote back. Did I miss something? It's here, it's signed. Look how it's signed over here. I lost it. This was a signature. Did you see it before? Let me see it. Oh, Nur Matzor Yaakov Balafia. So I believe this coming from him. Oh. Please, if you can find me where he quotes the Rush. Oh. I'm not sure who's coming from who. It's here somewhere. Watch this. I think it's a Rabbi Balafia coming. Watch what he's saying over here. Zui abreir de shaykel asros meshamer. We're using a kli. Uvahi afili b'shas achila mamish chayav. Me'achashu b'napa kvara. Udekav seber meshamer b'mapa lakav apsol shli kodesh ter piv. Hu de shari. Da anocha asolva b'kvara teirav u'bevora b'shvili shas achila. Mashegen b'bora b'yad. Shas achila mamish. And they're very bekach. What's he saying over here, Abosai? You, the Maritat, said, as the Bishop Bialoka said, that the fact that the Rosh is only Mekil, because you're Bora Betop Bepiv, your mouth is keeping the bugs out. But 10 seconds earlier would be Usher. Is no! That's where you're using a Kli. The whole case of Sif Tazayin is some kind of mapa there. So a Kli, says the Heiliga Maria Balafia, I agree with you. A kli would be usher, except for the fact that it's really your mouth that's doing the selection. You're not letting it to your mouth. But biyad would be mutter, even without this consideration of it coming as it's entering your mouth. That's how the Maria Balafia rejects the raya lechumra of the bialacha and the maritats from Shuvah Sarash. No, that's a kli. Everyone follow me? It's chazer again. The Mishnah Brewer has a raya from the Ramban, Lakula, and a raya from the Rosh, Lachumra. Both have been rejected. The Chazon Ish rejects the raya from the Ramban, Lachumra, Lakula. Why? He learns pshat in the Ramban, comparable to Chaz Yishir. You put the water in your mouth, you spit it out, your pshat. Your mother would not be happy with that pshat, but that's the pshat that the Chaz Yishir gets pshat in the Ramban. You with me? And the Maritats, excuse me, Maria Balafia, reject the proof Maritats and Bialacha brought From the Chumash to Rosh by saying, no, they're using a mapa. A mapa is like a kli. So a kli is no way to be matter a kli for even for instantaneous use. Ad kan rabosa. With me so far? So far we have two riots, both of which have been rejected. There are those who extend, listen carefully, who extend this lumdus of shas achila mamish, not only when you spin out of your mouth, not only when it's in your hand, but even when it's in your plate, but not a la alta, like we have the alta, you can wait to the beginning of the meal, to the end of the meal. Within a few seconds, I have the watermelon on my plate. And I'm a little bit funak. I don't want to spit it out of my mouth, it's ridiculous. I hold it in my hand, I'm going to go like this, watch this. I start, they get kicked out of the table. That would have all been ridiculous. Chaim, you want to have watermelon? Take your finger, or take a knife, or a fork, a spoon, and get rid of it and get them out, and it's on the table. Ma, I can't do that. My Rebbe said, it's tochocha. Ask a different Rebbe. Okay. Yes, a different Rebbe, you'll find that's called, you know what they call that? I'll share the expression, Rebbe Osayn. That's how I understand the expression, although it's not completely clear. Take a look at the very end of Simon Shin Chaf Aleph. The very end of Shin Chaf Aleph. The Ramah says, we'll come to that Ramah soon. Osu liklov shumim u'btsolim k'shekolof laniach. Havalech aliyal tishar. You may not peel garlic or onions liyach hazman, lebo bayom or beyond. But the altar is okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Pei Gimel, Mishnah Borer. What's wrong? I want you to answer, what's wrong with this picture? Why would you say that peeling an onion or peeling a garlic should not be considered to be Borer? Give me a reason. Raise your hand. Why should it not be Borer? Nobody? Raise your hand. Why should it not be Borer? What?
It's not a mixture.
Exactly. It's not a taruvis. What kind of taruvis is that? You have a fruit or vegetable. You have peels on the outside. It's not taruvis. We said, I told you the word muravim before. It's not muravim at all. I would have said it's not Borer at all. Shavuos is against me. It is Borer. We'll come to taruvis in a minute. Very good. Good question. What are turbis? You get any translation? What is turbis?
We know lupines. We still don't know what that is.
It's like peas.
Peas?
Yeah.
What's the difference? I want you to give me an answer. What's the difference between peas on the one hand and garlic and onion on the other hand? Give me a difference.
You can eat the peels.
What's the difference? Come on. What are you saying? No. Something much more basic. Even a 5-year-old can figure this one out. 3-year-old.
The roots?
No. Size. Exactly. You want to do Borer with a P-like item called a lupine, turmeric, whatever you want to call it. You find 50 of them in a dish. And you want to separate one. That's real Borer. That's what we call your fashfesh. Right? You fast finish, we saw that expression before, you start searching, you know? An onion is huge. It's like a baseball, no? Am I right? Approximately?
Yeah.
I think so. Garlic's a little bit full, like a golf ball. But it's not like the garlic is. That's really into sports, no? The guy's development is totally Super Bowl, so we have to mention that. We also know what's going on. We know the difference between a baseball and a golf ball. That much I know. Okay, so an onion is like a baseball and a golf ball. They're bigger. What kind of borer? It's an outside covering. Not the same as turmesin. So you have all these 50 peas in a dish, and then peels and then the fruit and mixed it together. It's a different story, potentially. We'll come to that later on. We'll discuss it. They just want to show me a lupine on screen or something. Okay, fine. Shuman Uptzalim says Mishnah Berurah. Huadin tapuchim veagozim ushkeinim vechayotze vaze. Fine. In poseach ployman. What's ployman mean? Was Yiddish? At the bottom it says shizifim. What's shizifim? Plums. Very good. Ployman sounds like plums. Vizorek agarinim hakoshim. Laniach hakazman. Have a borer. Uve tapuchim ki agavna. Take the pits out of the apple. Avo miyad la pe shori lite. What's this nuki? Miyad la pe? What does miyad la pe mean? What is miyad la pe? What is miyad la pe? This is over here at the bottom, tzadiches. Uchanal. Shin Yutes Siftes Zayin Ayin Shom. So what the Prima Garden? Lo Oven Rayos on the S 90. Look back Dalin's Bialocha, which you just saw. Shin Siftes Zayin is referring to a case where he's using his mouth to keep the bugs out. So the Prima Garden suggested that the fundamental point of that rush is, Rabbi also said, you know why it's really mutter? The reason it's really mutter is because it's Miyad Lepet. Instant use. And he doesn't distinguish between whether it's your mouth keeping it out, your hands taking it out. As long as it's instantaneous, it's in your hand. And the Bialach, the Sharsin, the Shadows of Bialach says, no, the other way around. What's he saying? That's different. That's where it's mamish, you're drinking it here, taking it out in your hand before you put it into your mouth. Presumably means something along those lines. The kids are Nimrits, Rabosai. This is called miyad lepeh. The question is, miyad lepeh limited with literally in your hand? Well, no. Maybe it's on the table. I want to take the pit out of the watermelon and then put it into my mouth. More polite to do it that way than to wall it to my hand and go, I'm flicking it off. That's the discussion. So what I'd like to do, Rabbi Osai, just without going into all the details right now, is to try to demonstrate to you that it seems to me at the position of the Mekilim, that you need not spit it out, Rabbi Osai. As long as it's in your hand, or maybe if it's on the plate, it's mutter. I can't prove it from the Ramban, because the Chazon Ish has a counter pshat. He says, no. Chazon Ish says the reason why it's mutter, because it's in your mouth, you're spitting it out of it. But less than that would be prohibited. Let me return to the Ritva. He's on the Marama Kovas again. I don't know if you've seen it yet. The Ritva talks about this too. Watch. Paras Mikashir. Okay, watch this now. Paras Mikashir. Look what it says now. Well, look what it says. Amazingly. Vafilu binapo kvara. Lesson sheer mutter, not just with your hands, even with a sieve. Because some of the Paras Mikashir, Enel of Shame, Brera Klal, Alakamakshir, Umitake Nachilasa, Rabosai. You may remember, Rabbi Osai, that the Ramban, who was the Ritva's Rebbe's Rebbe, quoted this idea of Paras Mikashir as his Talmudic precedent for his heter of something which you're taking a piece out of a piece of psalms out of the ochel when you're about to eat it. Whether it's in your mouth, according to the Chazon Ish Pshat, or in your hand or on the plate, which we suggested earlier. Seems to be a double poshet. Now from the Ritva we see that the Mishnah Berurah's pshat is correct against the Chazon Ish's pshat. He talks about napa kvara. Napa kvara, by definition, it's not in your mouth. I never saw him put a sieve into his mouth. Obviously, you're doing something while the food is still out of your mouth. And we see furthermore, Rabbi Osai, there's a possibility of being matir something, even with napakvara, if it's for immediate use. Therefore, Rabbo says, it seems to me that the Ritva, assuming he's on the same page as the Ramban, they usually go together, will demonstrate to us the correctness of the Mishnah Berurah's interpretation. So I can't go beyond what's in your hand. In your hand, it's clearly permissible. If it's on the plate, you're about to put it into your hand, then it's not as clear. Everyone with me so far? Might still be mutter. Might still be called beyond the pen. But I can't prove it from these sources. Everyone follow me so far? You with me? Now, since we began the issue of peeling, let us take a little more of a look at the peeling issue. There is a very problematic source which seems at first glance to be discussing peeling. Seems, I use the word seems advisedly. And that's the Mordechai, it's on the Maamar Kamos. Let's open to the Mordechai and the Maamar Kamos. I don't know if you should have seen it by now. No? Okay. It's the Havgos Mordechai, Hey Gimel Mem Reish Havgos Mordechai, Perek Chavis. The Mordechai goes through everything two or three times. He has once, and he has Hagos, and he has the Gos Shnius. This is Perek Chavis, the 22nd Perek. It's out of order. It's Perek Chavis. In our print, it's on page Mem Vav, towards the top of column 2. Line 5. In the old print, I'm not going to tell you where to find it. It's near the Big Yesha Gimel and Dalet. That's the best I can do for you. Right by the Gimel. Hahu the Shachik Tuma. What does Shachik Tuma, what's it going to be translation? What does Shachik Tuma mean? They both say, what is Tuma? So what's that? What's Tuma? Garlic, Shum. Very often the tough in the Aramaic is the Shin in Hebrew. What does Shachik mean? Crush. Okay. Kad Mifrech Bereisha Chayav Mishum Dash. What does that mean? Big Dayesha Gimel. Pirish Shemafrish Hashumim Biyodo. Umischalkim lekama roshim ktanim. The loshim mafrik kemodava pricha. Which is separating. What are the words in English for that? When a garlic has many different, what would you call them?
Cloves.
So when you bang it, you separate the cloves, that's dosh. Vaita. Kad mivrach beklupos. Different gear cells. On the bottom it's called Mivcha Beklipos, on the other it's called Mivra Beklipos. Chai Mishaborim. What does this mean? So many understand it to mean, that the Bhagavad Gita Mishnah understood it, when you peel it, there's a Chiyav Borah. We said, no, there's no Tarubis. You get the Chutzpah, you get Argo Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, Pipshuta. You peel it, there's Borah. Talk about garlic, that's fairly large. Oh. Let's go to the end of this paragraph. We quote the custom. Yav Shumin, the Kolf and also the Shabbos. How can it be? Can I minig? How can it be? I didn't Yerushalmi since I cared. It says Yerushalmi Chayim Mishum Dosh. I know what he says. Ki rotze lekoshon lasos bohen isur. At the bottom it says Isa. A dough. Isur is a prohibition. Two different texts. Alo ki rotze lechol achar kach. Shari lekolfan Va'ochlo miyad. What does that mean? So the Ramah understood it to mean lialter. So the Ramah Shin Chafal Yutes says kolef shuvin b'tzolin shakolef laniach amalecha lialter shor. That's who he's quoting. He's quoting exactly what it says over here in Agos Mordechai. He says, and that's what the big Yeshet Dalet said. The Achash Shehifrich also the Klipos Tanis, the different cloves, Bocher or Borer, Hashum Meha Klipos. You separate, you're peeling in effect the clove. Look at Chayev Mishum Borer. So peeling is Chayev. It'd be the onion, you peel the outside, the bark, you peel the inside. Peeling process is Chayev Mishum Borer. That's the Ramos says. Indeed. This Yerushalmi is quoted in many sources. I asked you to see some of them, can't see all of them. One of the sources has a running commentary on what the Yerushalmi means. It's Yosef and Simon Shinchav Aleph. Sif Yutes. Watch this. Look what he says. Garcina Birishalmi. Haimad is Shachik Tuma. Gives you a Pirish, a running commentary. Pirish. Shekoses Shumin. Right? He says he crushed spark garlic. Kamafrik Rashid. Pirish. Shemephore Roshi Ashumin. Chayab Ashumdash. Kamafrik Bikli Paisa. Look what he says. Pirish shenotel osam min haklipus. Chaim Shabur. What's the case? So the Pasha says, he's peeling it. Then among the Rambam understood. Who else quotes this Rishami? The smag, the truma. And they said, the altar is good. Rishami is not the altar. The Bekova, the Yichel, come up, Pirish Rach. Because I go to Maimini, Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Meister Aklipo, Kedei Lachlo Kach, Mutter. Can I did with Tzolim Tanin? Right, the same to the magic too. So in the Shulchan Aruch, the Mordechai. Onions and garlic. Sefer Tshuva, Lachlo Mi'ad is Mutter. Adkan. Rabosai is a very important source. Beis Yosef, presumably, if you read it at face value, says that no tel osam in aklipus means what? You remove the clove, osam referring, from the klipa which surrounds it. Peeling any fruit or vegetable is b'chayim. This is how the standard Mogen Avraham Mishna Berurah Pshat is. Yes?
It seems like it's crushed so that the peel is not on it, but it's sort of a mixture.
Oh, that's all right. We have Gedol and Mamish in the Shir. Mamish Gedol. I wanted to say, what tell me to take out of my mouth. That's not the Pshat in Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says you crushed the garlic. Yes, it's split into cloves, yes. But there's also plenty of peels mixed in to this pile of cloves of garlic. Because remember, if you know how garlic goes, there are peels, all kinds of levels of peels. The outside peel, there's different inside peels. Some of those peels got mixed in with the cloves, the fruit, if you may use expression, of the garlic. And they're all mixed in together. That's called borer, not the peeling itself. I wanted to suggest peeling itself is not borer at all. No tarumis! It takes a lot of guts to say that. It's against the Mogen Avraham. It's against the Mishnah Berurah. All the how-to books that come out now, and all the answer everything. I'm against all of them. I thought I was the first one in history to say to them. Which I did. printed many years ago. I wrote that. But recently, I think I saw somewhere in print, someone else in the same chat, not just you and me, this is even a, I think the Megillah Sefer, one of our favorite sermon, we'll have to put it on the one, not today, we'll go on it later. He quotes the Achronim, where he is, the nameless Achronim, who suggested this chat. So Rav Ossai is still left with a bit of a question. Granted that there's no tarovis, feels us are somewhat separate from the cloves of the garlic or the equivalent. What about dosh? Why aren't you chaimish of dosh? What is dosh anyway? Does dosh refer to two things that are mixed into each other? Take a look at Rabbeinu Chananel, our favorite source. Back to our Gemara, Rabbeinu Chananel. So he translates the words dosh, how dosh differs from Gora. That's what he says. Ayin Dalid Omor Aleph. Rabbeinu Chananel. Hadosh, the fifth line is my print anyway. And Ayin Dalid Omor Aleph. Hadosh is bolded. Hu ha-mefarek ha-psoles ha-mechuberes ba-ochel. Threshing. You separate the wheat from the chaff that is until now connected organically. U-mechinoson lebrera. And by separating, you're now ready for the next step, which is borer. Nimtzai says in bold letters. So Rabbi Rakeh, Kulam Avirin, Psolas Hamu'urebes Be'ochel, Ve'ena Mechuberes. So Dosh takes Naksawad, it's Mechuberes. And so Rabbi Rakeh, Psolas Hamu'urebes, Ve'ena Mechuberes. To go on Klipo, Shetzricha Piruk, or to go on Afruris, Shetzarach Niputz. Elamu Rebis Bulvad. Rabosa. Our klipos are in fact Mukhubaros. Whatever he's talking about apparently is not Mukhubar. So Rabosai, we argued, since our peels are connected, it should not be considered to be borer. We said for another reason, no tarubis. The Rav says for a different reason, it's mechuber. Oh, but he runs around with dosh. So why is the dosh? If it's dosh, then the same problem we had before of borer now it becomes a dosh. So I don't want to say went from the frying pan to the fire, went from one frying pan to another. One avmalacha called borer, another avmalacha called dosh, and there are those who claim we went from the prime bed to the fire. Not on the front bed. Why? Because with respect to borer, it's explicit in our Gemara, is the heter of Lealta. With respect to dosh, is a major dispute among the poskim. Is there a heter Lealta by dosh, yes or no? Many say no. So you mamash went from the frying pan to the fire, you made it worse, not better, worse, by saying it's dosh instead of borer. You have no heter Lealta either. So wait, but the Rambam is making when it comes to peeling the outfit. Mm. So maybe he holds it's dosh. But he doesn't say, he says borer. Mr. Bruce said borer. It could be dosh and the head for the outfit, but it's not clear. The next question. If it's not borer, and the dosh, we only made things the same or worse. Might there be an opinion that neither borer, because not a tarubis, nor dosh, for some as yet unspecified reason? That would be Gan Eden. Then we could justify peeling, even if it's not lialta. it's neither borer nor dash. Now, we haven't learned that much about dash, but can anyone suggest something? What is dash literally? What is the word? A little translation. What is dash? No, what is zorer? Threshing. Whoever saw online how they thresh, they take implement usually, there's a whole bunch of grains, they go bang, 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 or stomp, stomp, stomp. Have you ever seen? Who has ever seen dosh in real life?
What's it, the malacha, when you have like a heavy board pulled around? Is that the same thing?
Heavy board pulled around.
It's like you have all your grain on the ground and then it gets like the board gets pulled by the animals around.
It's crushed.
I'm not sure what that malach is. If it's crushing, it's tolkain. If it's separating, it's dush. No one's seen dush. Has anyone ever seen Zoro in his life?
Yeah, but in Hershey.
Where? Hershey?
In Hershey Factory.
Hershey Factory? I once saw it. I kid you not. I was driving in a car in the Shomron with a primitive Arab, I kid you not, who I saw it. who had a pile of wheat near his camel, and I couldn't believe it. He threw it in the air, and the wind blew away the chaff. That's Zora. I never saw Zora before in my life. That's Zora. That's what everyone did in Eretz Yisrael. That was the Zohar. That was the Yad Malach. Okay, so it was one Zohar to see Zohar. Anyway, back here. So what may be different, gentlemen? I'm asking you to use your creative powers. What may be different? Why peeling a... fill in the blank. Peeling onions. Peeling garlic. Those are the two cases that you find here in the Yerushalmi. By a show of hands, can you tell me, have you ever seen peeling done in your own kitchen in your house? What do they peel? Apple.
Okay.
Orange. Potatoes. What else? Come on, what do they peel in your kitchen?
Garlic.
Garlic, okay. Carrot. Bananas. Good. What else?
Cucumbers.
Would you say taking plastic wrap off something when you peel?
That's another good question. Some say that's also the same thing. Some say that's ridiculous. That's just a case. That's just taking a tissue away. Others disagree because it's stuck. The kitzur, or the above that we mentioned, which one is never done on Shabbos? We mentioned 5-6 vegetables. Which one, or fruits, which one's never done on Shabbos?
Potatoes.
You don't peel potatoes on Shabbos. Never heard of that. Everything else I've seen peeled. Bananas, my simple cholyam. How do you peel a banana? By hand. No problem, right? No problem. Really, no problem. It's psoas. We talk over. I'm peeling away the peel. Peel is psoas. P for psoas. Peel for P for peeling psoas. I do that. Who would have ever peeled a banana on Shabbos? Called the Rav Chaim Chatas? So is the Hogo.
Well,
what? Separate.
Oh,
so, if you ask me, it's not Borer at all. As I said to you before. If you ask the Mishnah Berurah, peeling is what? It's Borer. So how do you peel a banana? Oh, you'll say, Lialtin. The Ramah said it's okay. Liklov shumim psalm shlo liata. I'm asking why it's mutter. It's psalm mitoch ochel. I'm asking you. Why is it mutter? It's the peeling of psalm, no? Taking off the banana peel. Thought about it. Do you have any thoughts to that question?
I mean, based on the ritva you saw, it just seems like it's mutter when it comes to peeling.
You want to say that even though it's psoas mitoch ochel, it's mutter anyway.
Unless the reason why it's not considered psoas mitoch ochel, because it's all makhilah.
Well, no one's eating the peel. Not in my house. It's very tricky here. Yes, what do you say?
Peeling away the peel from your taking out the banana. It's
apples and orange.
No, it's
not. It's like you're pulling away the solace to get to take away the milk.
That's what you're always doing, though. you're always doing that.
It's like it's covered.
You're not taking out the peel. The peel stays in the mixture. You just take out the banana.
When you have a bowl of almonds and raisins, you also
take a peel, you put it in the garbage. So you put it down on the table and put it in the garbage. These are serious questions I'm raising. I mean, I'm not looking for any chumras over here. No. The bottom line is mutter to peel a banana. Question is why? Why is it mutter to peel a banana? Why? You're taking solace. Why? I'm asking a question. Someone should think about this. Why is it mutter? You're saying what I said. It's not called boring in the first place.
Well, even if you
say, and if it's boring, then what?
No, even if you say that regular peel is boring.
banana is different than an apple. An apple peel is different. An apple peel clings to the apple. A banana peel is it comes right off. That's a good point.
You can also eat an apple
peel. Oh, if I cared, an apple peel is better in certain ways. Why? It's edible. Rabbi says, show of hands, who eats apples with the peel? Who eats the apples without the peel? You're outvoted, Rabbi says. You're outvoted. That's important. Look at the Mishnah Berurah right over here. Seems to say a tapuchim is a problem. Okay? And doesn't take into account the fact that most people eat apples. Let's go further. Even the altar is okay. Why? Isn't it sold to Hoho? Look at Sadi Tess in the bottom, Sharatia. The Efsha binyan acher, flohavi kibor b'sos miyoch. The simple read of the Prima Gaon, the simple read is, when do we say it's usher? If you have two choices, one is derech breira, one is derech achila. But over here, there is no other choice. You can't get, only when you get to the bananas to take the peel off. There's no other choice. There's no other choice, it's permissible. Question, Rabosai. Is that really true, physically true? There's no other choice? Who can suggest another choice? I'll tell you, I do. Take the banana,
cut it
in half, and then take a spoon, and take the banana out. It means E-F-sher. E-F-sher? Nothing is E-F-sher. I should say that. Get carried away, but you can get the banana out of the peel. Just slice the banana in half, right? And you can slice it many different ways. You can slice it this. Here's a banana. Make a picture of a banana. Here's a banana like this. If you slice it this way, you can't get that much out. Slice it this way, in half, this way now. So then you can just take it all out. It's all exposed. Just take it all out. What do you mean? It's impossible. So the Mepharshim say, well, let's not take impossible. Literally, it's difficult, cumbersome, not normal. That's a chiddush over here. We'll see if there's another way to read the words. That's what it says. So Rabosai, so far, we're saying it's permissible to peel things, only the altar. Why? The Mishnah Berurah says bor, others say dosh, and that's why the achas man would be prohibited. Is there an opinion which allows it even beyond that? Take a look at Bir Halacha. This is going to be our last source for today. There's a Bir Halacha over here, Liklo. Quotes Yerushalmi, Lechaz Bor. And the Rambam says also Liklo is Lav Davka. In other words, Aser He means with Michaya. That is also Chaya. Inami Mishum Durats Lashminam, the Laal Tafilo the Chatkila Shari, instead of Asr instead of Chaya. The Choresh the Dakhtek, the Kaiba, the Kolev Michal Borahu, Litzer Afilo Lecholi out there, to Misha Kolev Tapuchim, Rishumim, Psalm, Not Lapsoles, Umediach, oh, hell, my Kasha. Who found his boil, you test the soul of the Rochel, I feel out the Chayev, question mark. And here, the cave and the EF Shabinian Acher. Oh, that was the line we saw already on the bottom. Viderech Achiloso Bekach. That's now a different story. Lo Mikri Psoz Mito Rochel. She'enu Elo Lechol Atoch. Bechol Shuli Al Teshari. What? What did he say? Yes, Yaakov was the first half of the sentence. But then he threw in Derech Achilos of Bekach. That's the normal way. It means the other way is not impossible, just abnormal. Don't think Yaakov literally. Ein Lahaksho Saldivri Arishon. Who are they? Truma Smag Mordechai. Shetiku de Verishalmi are now the call of Chayav Shabor Alocha. Against the Mefurish Gemara and Beit Yud Gimel and Beis, which you should have seen by now, or you'll see it soon. Rav Mekalfalei Dvisu Kasi Kasi. Mrs. Rav peeled for her husband cupfuls of barley. Is it Lomas Tabo Lachalik Ben Klipas Saori and the Klipas Shumub? So what's the difference? Shloma, watch this now. The Sham Mairi Bidato Lecho Lialta. Cuploads? Cuploads of barley? Kasi, kasi, to eat right away? Who's ever eaten barley in his life? I mean, straight barley. But the chones, right? Who's eating barley except for barley soup or barley chone? Yeah, you straight barley? Go on. I thought about the Machal Bahamas.
Yeah, I can.
It's an old food.
It's a calf.
Calf? Calf?
Oh, barley
mushroom. Barley soup?
They do.
It's like a side dish? Like
yeah.
It tastes good?
Yeah, it's like they've seasoned.
Like anything tastes good. So the question is, Rebbe Ossai, cup loads, lialta? I guess so. I guess small cups. No, but he obviously didn't cook it so much Shabbos. So how can he?
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
It was pre-cooked barley, and they peeled it afterwards. Could that be? You peel it after you peel it before? No one knows. Achlepele al Rambam sheishmin haidina tiyushama legamer lo eskiro klal velule divrei kochim shel rishonos hanali nirali liyashli rishama enav open nose. Of a male, I anicha das a Rambam sheshmita. Who says in the Gemara in Beit Yud Gimel? Watch this now, Bialocha. Hamekalev saorin mekalev achas viocha. Talk about meiser, not talk about shams. And kiyev nasadum chayim is chayim and meiser. Or Rabbi Loza bechayim and shams. What applies to meiser is chayim applies to shams. Haini barab mekalful advisu kasi kasi. So you see, therefore, that what even many of the time is not chayav in Shabbos, and therefore is not chayav in Meiser. Safe it, man. Hamol al melilah shochitim in apeach al yad v'ochel. What does that mean? You take melilah like this. You take you roll the legumes in your hand, or the wheat in your hand, and then you blow it to get rid of the chaff. The command of Mamet Arema Bebeso Potter Mishum the Melechas Mach Shemeth Asritoro and the Melechas Umnus. Okay, now in the call. Apparently, in this case, it's not Melechas Mach Shemeth. Harry Saga died of the Gomorrah and Svila there of my mama. The call of Ubeklam Malacha, Kamonia Meiser Ubevadai. And that's the Pshat of the Yerushalmi that asked the Mishum Borer against Rashi's Mishum Dosh. Fine. Al Dimaskona de Bavli. The kol ein poter should the melechas machshevas as v'torah lo havi al zeh shei melocha klal. Oh, that's what I said. Kol is not dosh, not bar, it's nothing. I feel that the lechol leachas man do me the mamar arema v'vayis the poter b'chol gadim v'tam zeh. V'chein b'chol mor, but it's v'shaz the poter lechas machshevas v'ayis the b'chol gadim poter lo havi melocha klal. V'im kein hu adin v'yon eilin in kol eif. Uva alma bor psos when ochel shiny why to make you malechas machsheves the bor min echad mechaveru uma the shor shom the altar the derech achila beka. But over here, Rabbi Osai, where it's not 2 minim, it's only 1 min, one part of the barley from the other part of the barley, one part of the garlic or onion from the other. Mutter. The parent says only ma'at ma'at. That's in here. Watch this. The parents, cause of davka ma'at ma'at, have a liklo kibbutz godol yachad nira kibora v'yasa. Rabbi Yochanan was the parents. Says the halaga mishnah brura. That's very shner. It's against you, Babli. Rab makalfalo the visit kasi kasi. That's not a small amount. It's cup loads. Dochak lo, the kasi kasi b'chal b'kang b'chal ma'at. And therefore, maybe that's the Ramah left out there by the parents. It's wrong. It's against Yerushalmi. Wow. That's his last line. But his main point, which he suggests here tentatively, is that perhaps we should argue that peeling is not a malach at all. It's not borer. We get the reason why. No tarubas. And it's not tosh. For an as yet unspecified reason. No one in this room was creative enough to come up with the reason. Yes? What do you mean? That sounds very vague.
The way they do dush, we said, was they stomp it or they crush it.
So stop. So you need what?
So
pressure.
Some sort of
pressure. Very good. Very good. Excellent. Mom, good journal this year. He's suggesting that dush is only to use pressure, like threshing. Bang! Here he's not banging, he's. What do you call it? Peeling. You're not using force, you're using dexterity. You're just peeling around in a. I don't know the word to use. Skinning, peeling, whatever it may be. Not a pressurized action, it's not called dash. So we're out of time now. Then tomorrow we'll continue with this important sugya about peeling. And I want you to think about it. If you don't know the answer, ask your mother or your wife when you get home, do you peel things on Shabbos in your kitchens? I want to know. And how do you peel them? By hand, by knife, or by peeler? I must know it. I need to know the answer by tomorrow. If you can't find out, I guess Sunday the latest. We have to know what's going on.
You can't peel a cucumber by hand.
Can't peel it by hand? I do have to play it.